Well, I read, I think it was in Hot Tickets magazine.
Sure.
Free with the Evening Standard.
Yeah.
I might get some free Evening Standards now. I've plugged that.
Yeah.
Just reading in there that, I don't know if it's still going to happen, but apparently she was going to do a little cheeky appearance at GAY.
GAY?
In London. And obviously I was quite excited because I'm a Spears fan.
Do you know that's what that spells, don't you?
GAY?
Yeah.
Gay.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is a gay club.
Oh, sure.
This is what I was ascertaining from the article.
Oh, because they've called it what sort of what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And apparently she was going to be previewing some of her new album live on stage at GAY. And that's an intimate venue. Normally you'd have to see someone like Spears, probably at Wembley Arena, something like that. I'm thinking, I'm a Spears fan, you know, get up a couple of the gang together.
Yeah.
You know.
Some of the lads.
Exactly.
Cruise
down there.
Yeah.
But then I read on in the article that apparently the doormen at GAY were only going to let in regulars, and the way they were going to ascertain if you were a regular was by asking a series of questions at the door.
What, testing if you're really...
Now, I don't know if the questions would be about the interior of GAY.
Or the interior of someone else.
Yeah. Or just general kind of...
Do you reckon you'd have passed the... you'd have had to pretend to be...
GAY
to get in to see Spears. Now,
you say gay on the radio?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Now, that's irony, isn't it? So you're pretending to be gay to get into a club to see a bird that you like.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little quick test.
Right.
Shall I? All right. What's your name, mate?
Paolo.
All right, Paolo.
Yeah.
You haven't done a lot with your hair. You've just sort of let it grow out. I mean, would you be putting product on a bit later? Because, I mean, you don't look very... You look sort of quite...
Quite masculine, quite...
Yeah, well, sort of like you didn't care, like you have no care about how you look, like you're a...
Normally it would be shaved, of course.
Oh, okay. Yes. We would say normally that looks about, like, 3 months' growth there. Why haven't you...
I've been ill.
Nothing serious?
Nothing serious.
Okay.
No, that's why I let it grow. So it's grown.
Okay. Yeah. So what time would you normally be going out then?
Normally I'd go out about sort of... I'd go out about 8-ish.
8 o'clock in the evening,
sounds
a bit early.
I'd go out about 3 a.m. normally.
Right, so I was like, that's right, yeah. Where'd you go? Down sort of
Old
Compton Street for a coffee and then on to GAY
with your
little shaved
head.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're doing fine. Sounding pretty good. Can I just ask you one final question?
20 bender points?
20 bender points. So I'm just going to let you in.
Okay,
I'm just going to tell the guards to let you in. But I'll ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Do you prefer knobs or tits, Paolo?
Knobs.
Knobs. You love knobs, do you? Can't get enough knobs. So you hate tits, I assume?
Load them.
You hate tits, do you?
Yes.
Okay. What? Even Liza Minnelli's?
I don't know what to say. I love hers.
But
not in a straight way.
So you love knobs more than tits.
I love knobs.
In you go.
Thanks very much.
You know Brittany's on, do you?
Oh, she is so sexy.
Oh.
See, that's what would give me away. Like,
I know.
Great escape.
It's just the last.
Yeah.
I think you're probably a bit bi.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
But I mean, go in anyway.
Thanks very much.
Okay, the drinks are quite expensive.
Oh, we thought so.
Pop your shirt off, will you? Hey, Outcast on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. You all right, Carl?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Just when you were talking just now about like the gay stuff.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if you saw the thing the other week about the fella who's on that quiz show.
Oh.
Sort of.
Oh right. Okay.
Gay fella, straight sort of man woman.
Baby. What are you talking about? What did you see? Tell me what you saw.
This is like a kid
come running in and he's sort of seeing something frightening. Could be an alien, could be a ghost, could be a paedophile, and you've got to get exactly what actually saw out of him. Right, what did you actually see?
It's just this fella who's a woman.
Right. Try and talk like a human being. Right.
It's a quiz show that's coming on the telly. And it's this woman...
Is it a fella as a woman or is it a woman?
Bit of both. That's why I'm talking about it.
But what do you mean? Is it a pre-op? Is it a transsexual? A transvestite? Is it a ladyboy? Is it an hermaphrodite? What is it?
I'll tell you about it.
Well, tell me.
I'm telling you. It's It's a woman. Well, it's a man.
Listen. Play a record.
Come on.
What?
Is a man. He is a man. Well.
Oh, Christ's sake!
It's a TV programme where they've got this
transvestite man or television?
It is a transvestite, yeah. So, but the problem is, I'll tell you, just because you don't know about it, the programme is...
I don't know, I still don't know about it. I don't know anything about it, still. I don't know. It's a woman, man, man, woman, man. Man, woman, TV. TV programme. Look, TV.
No, it's a man who is now sort of half a woman.
And a man who is now half a woman!
No, well, this is what's weird about it. He's got the top half, but not the bottom half.
What do you mean?
Out.
He's got breasts and a wig. But he's still got his boys downstairs. He's
why
got
do you do that?
His captain and the boys
what
are still there in his wife fronts.
Why
but
that?
Upstairs he's got a lovely pair of dumplings.
Why do that?
Well, he's halfway through.
But why not get it all done in one go?
Maybe he couldn't afford it.
Well, wait until you've got all the money. That just looks a mess. And who's he pleasing there?
Well, he wakes up in the morning and pleases himself. He can't believe his luck. He doesn't know where to start.
No, but what I don't understand, I mean, you know, I don't want to seem...
Well, can I just finish ignorant. That sentence? What you don't understand is just about everything.
Yeah.
Right,
I find it weird, right? I sort of get... I understand the gay thing, right? But...
Do you? What do you mean?
Well, you know, I know...
Well,
I
tell
know,
me the gay thing. Explain the
well,
gay
I
thing.
I just know if you're a fella, you like men. I don't know much more than that.
What do you mean you don't know?
But what I mean is, with a transvestite, what's going on there? What do they want?
A transvestite is a cross-dresser.
See, I don't get that either. Because...
You mean a transsexual?
That's a man who likes to dress in women's clothing. It's not necessarily... They're not necessarily gay.
They're not gay. They're often
anything.
Not gay.
They just happen to like wearing women's
clothes. Those clothes, aren't you?
But then why not wear women's clothes that could be seen as a bloke's... Like Suzanne wears jeans.
No, but they... Yeah,
just
but that's
buy
the
woman's
thing.
Jeans.
But that's their problem, is it? They like being seen as a woman. They like being seen as a woman. It's not just that it's more comfortable or they'd wear a kilt. They like being seen as a woman. They feel more comfortable.
All right. And what's the deal with this fella who's got...
We don't know who this fella is.
No. We don't know this man who's half a woman.
He's called Miriam.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Brilliant. I love this scientific basis.
No, I think...
So all he's done, he's had the tits done. He's probably had the hormones. Probably lived as a woman for a while. The last step, because you can probably reverse the breasts anyway, because they're probably implants and hormonal things. And whereas you chop your knob and boys off, that's you come back the next day and go, sorry, I didn't mean that. I wanted my ears pierced. It's a bit more of a bigger operation to put them back. So doctors are probably making sure that he's just
up to. Sure, if you've had the top half done, you're not going to go back on what you've said.
But no, what's the top half being done? I could get you breast implants, give you a bit of hormonal treatment.
Now, that would be a great idea for next week.
And you could reverse it. What you can't do is grow a knob back.
Well, you can. Last week you were talking about growing one on your arm.
Yeah.
We've done that.
We can. So that is possible. But the thing is, the truth of it is, I think I do know about this story. I think it was a television programme called There's Something About Miriam. Conceit of which was that this pre-op transsexual...
So I guessed that right, yeah.
Was masquerading as a woman.
Right.
And various blokes who didn't realise that this was a man had to
try
and seduce him, her. And when they found out that it was actually a bloke, and a lot of them had kissed her, they refused to let it be shown.
I agree, though. That's just terrible.
Yeah.
That's absurd. But, I mean, you know, that's awful. I hated that. You know, who's the biggest, most professional person in radio? It's probably Terry Wogan, isn't it? And it was you that said you can't tell what the sentence he's saying because he keeps going up at the end before.
But he never, after. There's never any punctuation.
Yeah.
So he'll just segue from one point to the next. So he'll be like, going on my holidays, Friday. We're having a lovely time, says Mrs. Dorothy Sheehan of Westminster. I'm thinking of going to Greece.
Oh, and it's halfway. So he's got his knobs, but he's still got the tits.
Exactly.
Yeah. Typical. Typical. Oh, hello, Paolo. Do you want to come into my club to see?
Yeah, I'd love to go. Britney Spears. I'm a massive fan.
Yeah, well, it doesn't start for a while. It's sure. It's only about 8 o'clock, and you know, you're not going out for hours yet.
No, eight or seven. No.
But might as well watch a bit of telly. We've got FA Cup final.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Just that's a good one, isn't it? Or we've got The Eurovision Song Contest. What do you want to watch, Paolo?
Oh, blimey, blimey. Well, I love all the camp and lame
right.
of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yeah. But is that David Beckham playing? Because I love him, his hair and
done.
His legs.
See what you've done.
You see?
So you will watch the football,
yeah.
but you'll be mainly looking at
the legs and the tight shorts.
So while Beckham's knocking them in, you'll be...
exactly, knocking one
right, let's...
Do you notice, remember, I never really looked, but when you see old clips of, say, early 80s footballers, the shorts are much tighter, aren't they?
I don't really know. I remember Carl saying when he went and there was two strippers, a bloke and a woman, and they whipped off their clothes at the same time, and you looked straight at the boys.
Yeah, everybody would. You would have done.
Right.
You do-do.
You do-do? You look at his do-do? What do you mean? You look at his do-do?
No, I'm just saying, if you were there, you would have done the same. Two people on the stage.
Yeah.
Woman and a man.
Yeah.
They were getting the clothes off.
Yeah.
Right? The fella... took his pants off the same time as a girl took her knickers off.
Yeah, right.
All I'm saying is it's human nature to have a quick look, have a quick glance, see what's going on.
See what's going on.
And then I wanted to look at the woman, but she put her knickers back on quick.
She didn't live opposite from you, did she?
But just to turn briefly to the shorts question. It's only because in the 30s and 40s they were huge shorts, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, genuinely massive, like.
Yeah, huge.
A small child could wear them as trousers. They were.
I think that's to do with comfort and decency, though, isn't it?
And then, but by the sort of 80s, there was barely any shorts there.
I think that was fashion.
But it's weird that you feel like at some point someone's gone, guys, I mean,
they've
good
gone
game
too
today,
small.
But this is ludicrous.
But that's what happened, isn't it? Because, you know, things get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then they get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
And fashion's a lot like flares, drain pipes, heels, flat.
Yeah.
Tall hats, flat hats. Yeah.
What do you make of the miniskirt?
Long hair, skinhead. Yeah. Miniskirt, again, I don't know. I'm sure there's been 10 resurgences of miniskirts since 65, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's fashion. So the short. You know what? Do you know what I think, Steve? I think the shorts will get smaller again before we die. I think we'll see one more tight little packet of Premiership footballers running round with their offal squeezed like the last chicken in a butcher's window.
Almost protruding.
Wrapped up, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Imagine if they just wore cling film shorts so you could see what was happening there, Carl. Where would you look then? Because you like football, don't you?
We're doing Rockbusters.
Go on then. Bong.
Czech family says they've got a rabbit with three knobs. Right?
Right.
Done.
Sorry, can you just read a little bit more of the Czech family with three knobs?
Just about a family.
Not read it to yourself. Read it out on air.
He can't read it to himself. I tell him to read it to himself. We still hear it.
No, he was, because I could see his lips moving.
Go on.
Just this fella who had three rabbits.
Right, just think of this is Trevor McDonald.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on, Carl. Okay, oh, here's the news. Right, good, brilliant, go on.
There's a fella, he's got three rabbits and that, and then he checks them out, right?
Yeah.
Two of the rabbits have got two knobs each.
Right.
And he goes, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Sure.
And they're throwing them around, sort of chucking, you know, chewing them around the family and stuff, saying, look at that, that's weird. Picks up the third one, it's got three.
Yeah.
So they ate the two with two, because they thought, they best keep the third one, because a little bit lucky in that.
Yeah.
It is lucky, three knobs there, yeah.
Now here's the sports news, and that's how it would work.
Go on.
Talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
What was it now? Listen,
All right, he's got it now.
Go on.
This fella goes to the doctors, right?
Oh, right, okay. Right, if this is in any way apocryphal, stupid, illogical, impossible, right, you are never, ever speaking again on radio. So make sure... this is at least possible. I'll tell you what, I'll even give you improbable, but possible. So if anything that breaks the laws of the universe or logic, okay, that's all you have to avoid. On you go.
Right, so this fella, right, he goes to the doctors because he's got earache.
Right, okay, if a chimp's living in his brain... that he
go
gives,
on.
Go on.
So he's got earache, he's sat in the waiting room and it's all his ears all bunged up and it's hurting a lot and what have you. So the doctor comes out and he goes, right? And because his ears all bunged up, he doesn't hear it that well, right? So he thinks, it must have been me, right? So he wanders in.
Keep going.
Anyway,
I'm going to hate this.
I can just feel it in my bones. Steve, I'm going to let you take over. Okay,
let's go on, let's hear it.
Come on. So the doctor says, sit yourself down there, right? So he sits himself down. He goes, right, take your pants off, right? So he's thinking, that's a bit odd. Anyway,
he heard that, though.
He apparently took his tackle off. The doctor, did some operation.
What, there in the waiting room?
No, in his office.
In his office, yeah.
What?
Wait. So he removed what? His genitals?
Yeah.
In his office.
Why, Carl?
Because he hadn't called him in.
Oh, he'd called in the bloke who wanted his testicles taken off, and he didn't hear it. What? So the doctor went out and said, Mr. Jones, who's here to me to whip off your cock and balls just here and now, right? Bloke comes in, didn't it? It must have been me. So the bloke with who wanted his balls taken off didn't say, oh, I think he said me. So he didn't interrupt then. So the bloke goes in, he starts taking his testicles off, and he doesn't say, I'm here for my ears. It's a new single from Snow Patrol and Run. That's brilliant, isn't it?
It's good stuff.
On XFM 104.9.
Rick.
Go on.
I'm about to say three little words to you that I've never said to anyone before.
Go on.
Carl is right.
On what, though?
From Reuters, someone's emailed in. A Brazilian man who went to a clinic to have an aching ear checked ended up having a vasectomy after mistakenly believing that the doctor had called his name. He had gone in there, entered the vasectomy room when he was called. He was called by the full name and yet thought it was him. But the strangest thing is that he asked no questions when the doctor started preparations in the area which had so little to do with his ear. He later explained that he thought it was an ear inflammation that had got down to his testicles. And the fellas came off. Extraordinary.
Right.
I'm stunned.
Amazing, isn't it? There's got to be a couple of news headlines, surely.
Hold on, wait a minute. Bong.
Pierced penis man off the hook. Knob body has been that lucky before.
Brilliant, all right.
Okay.
You've got get a lobe of this court case.
Right, okay.
Not bad.
I'm going for knob body has been that lucky before.
Right, it's a story about this kid who was born, right?
Was he?
Yeah, he's popped out, and... The dad and the mum saw the baby and it was like, oh, that's a good-looking little kid.
Sure.
And they were proud and that. And then...
they're surprised that it's a good-looking little kid. It's theirs.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been a frog and they'd have gone, oh, he's got your eyes.
And then the doctor goes, yeah, it is, but look at that.
What?
He said, it's a boy and hasn't got a knob.
I love the doctor saying that. I love this GP.
Right.
Oh, this midwife saying that. Oh, we love a little boy. Yeah, yeah, but no knob, baby. Mr. and Mrs. I mean, think.
Right. No, but I'm speeding it up a bit.
All right, come on. So the baby's
right, so
born,
the baby's like that. And the doctor says that. And the woman's like, oh, it's our first as well and stuff, right? She's really gutted.
She's
what's the second going to be like?
So,
your head. So
just a knob.
Doctor says, yeah.
We'll call it Carl. All right, go on.
Right,
so,
go on.
So the doctor says, well, I'll leave it with you for a bit. Get used to the idea, right?
As opposed to throwing it away.
So he wanders off.
Yeah.
He comes back with a smile on his face. Right?
Found the knob.
So the mum and dad are like, what are you smiling about? He said, you're not going to believe this. Baby's just been born. It's got two. Right? You can have one of them. And they did a little operation.
Where did you get this information from?
That's in a book.
What book?
Is
it the same as the book that you carry around with you?
No.
With the woman with three legs, the juggler with nine arms, and the bloke who found shagging a chicken under a rock. Is it in that book?
Oh. Weird, though, isn't it?
Well, it's not true.
It is true.
What, in the same hospital, there was a baby born without a knob. Luckily, Carl.
It happened.
You swear to God, you're not making
it. The doctor came back smiling because you won't believe it. There's a baby there with an excess of a knob.
It happened, honestly. I'm not. All these things are not made up. The educating stuff. That's why I do it, isn't it? Teaching you stuff. Always teaching you stuff.
All
right. If anyone can confirm the baby with no knob,
they're going to confirm it because they're going to go to the same dubious website that Carl got it from.
I always try to be level-headed and reasonable in these situations.
And it's always Guatemala or Mexico. Rodriguez was born without a knob. Luckily, baby next door was one of two knobs. What a load of shite. Play a record.
There's still more to come.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to it. Was it Nelly?
Nelly dead.
Nelly died.
Nelly died.
Bones, Radiohead off the Bends album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, might be my favourite album of all time.
You said it before, yeah. I can't say I've ever really got into it. I remember when it came out, it was just so ubiquitous everywhere, I never really bothered listening to it.
I can still listen to it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that might be sad, I don't know. But it's a fantastic album.
Yeah.
On XFM 104.9, just practising for when we...
talk about music.
Talk more about music than maybe monkeys and people born without knobs, baby. Carl, any other thoughts?
Educating Ricky. Can we just clarify what this is? I think a lot of new listeners perhaps aren't familiar with this.
It's when Carl looks on the internet and finds a weird story about, the double knob fun and tells me about it. And it's usually not true.
Okay.
If it is true, I know it already. Go on then, Carl.
They're not really weird stuff. It's just stuff that's gone on. That's interested me, that's all it's about, and I educate about it.
I should just confirm that we've had a number of emails that say the baby born without a knob and then having one transplanted from a baby that luckily enough had two knobs is apparently true.
I don't question that you could be born with a deformity and get someone's, you know, fingers, knobs, blah, blah. What I'm saying is, it didn't happen with a doctor goes, I'll leave with it. I don't believe it, that baby's got two knobs.
Exactly.
What a coincidence. I bet that little bit of information isn't in there, is it?
Sure.
That he went out the door, I'm going to get a coffee, came back, bloody hell, hold on, there's an extra knob, I found an extra knob. we can put that knob on there. Perfect.
A couple of emails here trying to respond to our requests for nursery rhyme-related information.
Oh, go on.
Nikki Williams says that she was at infant school and she had a nursery rhyme book, and the book in the book, and this, may just be the illustrations, but apparently the 10 in the bed in there were small baby monkeys, which you'll be loving, Carl. But again, I suspect that might just be the illustration.
I remember I had a book of nursery rhymes when I was little, and my brother, he was older than me, and I was about 5, so he was about 16. And I remember him and his mate just absolutely cracking up because it said, up Jack trot and home, up Jack got and home did trot as fast as he could caper. He went to bed and bandaged his knob, N-O-B, with vinegar and brown paper. I've since found out the knob is like the old English for head, but I didn't know why they were laughing.
Of course.
They were just cracking up. This was whenever one of my mate's brothers came around, he said, where's your nursery rhyme book? And he'd read it to him.
Yeah.
And it was just the funniest thing in the world.
The brown paper and vinegar was a popular method, because didn't Jack and Jill use that? They used something similar.
No, that was Jack and Jill.
That was Jack and Jill.
Yeah, that's
it?
Jack when he broke his crown, which obviously, that means his head as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So he's fractured his skull on a sort of like an outcrop of rock.
Yeah.
And then...
Is that still used, the brown paper and vinegar?
I don't think it is.
I don't know, maybe Manchester they're still using that, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it was fantastic. So then we go and have our meal. Oh, it annoys me. I said, right, I'll go for a run, you and I'll have a bath. I said, I'll see you at 7:45. At 7:55, I have to call him. He's not ready, so he's let me down there. Oh. I can't stand lateness or laziness.
You hate lateness.
Yeah, and he's let me down. Do you know his excuse? He fell asleep in the bath because there was no light bulb.
There was no light bulb in the bathroom.
So instantly he fell asleep and he was late.
No, do you know what I mean though, Steve? If you're sort of like nice and warm and what have you. I was tired anyway, I've been stressed out for 4.5 hours, right?
Why?
My life flashed in front of me a few times in that buggy. So it's all sort of wears you down a bit. I thought, right, I've got a headache, you're going for your run, I'm going to have a bath. I walk in, put the light on, for some reason it didn't come on, but I thought, it's all right, I'll just... You know, doesn't matter. You can have a bath in the
summer, so it's light anyway.
Well, there's no windows in the bathroom, so...
So you were in the darkness.
So I'm in the darkness. I nod off because I'm shattered. He calls up, hassling me. So I say, well, it doesn't normally take that long for me because, you know, I haven't got, like, long hair. I've got a dryer and I can sort of one wipe.
Yeah,
it's already 10 minutes late, though, when I called.
Well, 10 minutes.
This is late. This next.
Oh, doesn't matter. Dinner wasn't until 7:15, so we had, like, another 20 minutes anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but we said 7:45.
So he's calling up, hurry up, hurry up. So I said, yeah, all right. So I get out and try and, like, me tackle and what have you. Calls back again 30 seconds later.
You know.
No, I don't like that.
You're not going to do that, though.
Give it a wipe. 30 seconds later, come on. So I end up going downstairs to the meal area.
Naked.
With a wet shirt on and wet socks. I've got headache as it is. Meant to be a relaxing weekend.
But anyway, so we have our meal, which is really nice.
And
then we're sitting in the bar. I'm having a cigar by the fire.
Yeah.
Like, we're having a rather nice Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
He's there going, I've got an ache.
Is this 1955 where you live in?
I know. So, holiday. Where did you go on holiday?
Sardinia.
Good?
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. Nice food and that. It's important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice beaches and what have you.
Excellent.
Always like a nice long beach to walk down.
Yeah.
But, so we're having a nice walk, right? You know how, nudists do me head in?
Sure.
Right.
Not a problem, though, is it? It's not like being scared of spiders where they might jump out under the kitchen sink at you. You know what I mean? It's not a big problem having your head done in by nudists.
Yeah, but it just annoys me. It sort of ruins the day a little bit. Because it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Right. Take your clothes off if you feel uncomfortable. It's much more relaxing.
Yeah, but... Well, anyway, right, so I'm walking along the beach, right? Lovely long beach, might have you, you know, watching the sea, picking up shells and that.
And what are you wearing? What's your natural beach club?
When he says picking up shells, I imagine he's on all fours going, yeah, like that, you know what I mean, looking at things. Just washing his nuts in the sea to get them tasty.
Yeah, going into the sea and then kind of shaking himself and all the water flows off.
Yeah! I've just got, you know, flip-flops on, pair of shorts, and a little light shirt.
Sure.
Mm.
So anyway, walking along, and Suzanne goes, oh, look, right? And there's this woman, German, I think, coming out of the...
How can you tell she was German? Underarm hair?
I'll get to it. Forget the underarm hair. She came out, it looked like she was smuggling seaweed.
I'm going to burst! Oh, God!
And the funny thing is, right, she,
smuggling seaweed! Oh, God! She was a bit hairy down there, was she?
Mental. I felt bad because I hadn't had a shave for 2 days, right? Looked at her, it was ridiculous. She might as well have kept her trunks on. It was just like she was wearing furry trunks, right? So, anyway.
Oh, God!
So, I'm walking around.
Yeah, go on in.
So right. Suzanne's like, oh, look, and I'm like, oh, not again. You know, because every time we go away, it always seems to be one of these.
Is she by herself, this woman?
Well, the weird thing was, she was with her husband, right?
Yeah.
But he had shorts on. He was happy, right?
Yeah.
But every time, like, because I walked past her, and he sort of ran off, because he's embarrassed. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing normal about it. What can he do? He can't go, all right, mate. Because he knows it's odd, right?
How old was she?
It's hard to tell when someone hasn't got clothes on.
Sure.
You know what I mean? They always look older, don't they, when they haven't got clothes on anyway. But I'd say she was about 40, 41.
Okay. Right.
So I walked past, and the annoying thing is, she got there on a bike, right? No clothes on, little pair of boots next to the bike. So if you can wear boots, just pop some shorts on. You know what I mean? That takes more effort for me, putting boots on. But put the shorts on. Right. So anyway, so the husband kept running off. I walked past, and I'm getting annoyed because I'm saying, well, we've got to walk past them again on the way back.
They're scuttling away when Carl walks past. Like when you lift up a bit of sort of iron sheeting in the woods and loads of mice run away.
Yeah.
It's like whenever Carl goes, that nudists run away.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
So we sort of come walking back and what have you, and you know, I have another look and what have you, and he runs off again.
Why are you having another look if it offends you so much?
Oh, you might as well just have a look. You know what I mean? It's just putting it on show and what have you. But the interesting thing was that I just wondered whether the husband...
If the husband were nude, you'd have looked at his tackle. Because remember when you went to see those two strippers and it was a woman and a man and they whipped their shorts off, you said you looked at his tackle first.
I think any bloke would.
Well...
You would. You just check it out. It's natural, isn't it? You just go, oh, right.
So
it is normal or whatever. Because you don't know if... You know what I mean? You don't know if what you've got's right until you see someone else's. No, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but he got us talking because I was, then, as soon as I saw her, sort of, day's been ruined a bit, so I'm walking up the beach.
It's been ruined!
Walking up the beach with Suzanne going, how does it happen? Do you know what I mean? Why do people do this? What fun are they getting out of it and what have you? And I just was thinking, is there any chance that fella, right, didn't even know that she was a nudist until they went away? Do you know what I mean? Because I said to Suzanne, if I met Suzanne, it's like we're getting on. Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then you go off on holiday and you go, you haven't got much luggage. And she's like, no, it's fine. This is plenty. And I'm thinking, that's weird. And then we go down the beach and she whips her knickers off. I'd be annoyed, but there's nothing I could do. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I'm just wondering whether that's what happened to this fella. Every time someone came walking up, he was like, oh, God, this is embarrassing. And he kept nipping off.
Yeah.
Finding something else to do.
Look at some shells.
So I'm wondering, Rick, if at some point, maybe today or in future shows, we should get a nudist, one of these official nudist spokespeople, because all these nudist organisations, get them on the phone, justify themselves to Carl, because, in his mind, they are, what would you say, weirdos, freaks?
I don't quite get it. I was reading something in one of the supplements last weekend, and some journalist went round to some, whatever you call it, some resort or whatever,
and for
nudes
sure.
and that. And it's
were
just
they playing
that,
volleyball?
Well, the annoying thing was, bowls.
Why is that annoying?
Well, don't play a sport where you've got to bend over.
Neil Young from the album Zuma, and that's Pardon My Heart on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. We just had a text here that says, and I don't know what truth there is in this, as ever, but John says there is apparently a nude bike ride today in Hyde Park. Now, I can't believe that's the case, because I don't think it's allowed, is it? You can't ride around with your veg, can you?
I don't know.
Why would you want to?
Well, good point.
On a bike.
On a bike, I love the fact that that's what disgusts him.
Do you know what? If we did appeal for a nudist to call in, I'd want a very specific sort. I want a German nudist, a middle-aged man called Helmut.
Okay.
If there is any or the closest one to it. So I want a middle-aged man from Germany. If your name is Helmut, you're in, but I'll accept Hans. Carl would be good,
okay.
Wouldn't it?
All right.
Yeah.
I think I'm wondering if the age might. Maybe we could we broaden.
Okay,
out a
just
bit?
a German nudist bloke.
Right.
Could he at least be fat?
Okay.
Could I find a fat German fella? If your name's Helmut, we're going to give you a big prize.
Yeah.
But any fat German fella who likes to get his sausage out.
Sure.
Okay.
His sauerkraut.
Yeah.
What's the phone number?
0871. 222-1049. It'd be good just to get an email or a text though with a contact, wouldn't it? And then I can just call them up in the week.
Sure.
And
83936 is the text number. I don't know what our audience demographic pans out like, Rick, but I'm suspecting that's probably a fairly small fraction of our listenership.
There must be someone out there. If you know a fat German who likes to get his tackle out, phones are going.
Straight away.
Just answer it, Carl. Just answer it. Just pop that.
It could be anything.
Well, just see what it is.
To be fair, it could be a nutter. It could be a nutter.
But just say hello. Just if tell your turn. It's not a straight away.
He'll stay there, won't he? He'll stay there.
We'll answer it. Answer it.
Leave it.
Answer it.
Oh, you see this? It's gone. There you go. He bottled it, so just as well. Did you have to have that thing done where they say, what side do you wear your member?
What side you dress? They don't say what side you wear your member. That would hardly be a euphemism, would it? So they say what side you dress, sir. It means what side your little poke, your little John Thomas leans, doesn't it? On rest, usually to the left, isn't it? Your little left testicles.
If I said to you now, what side do you wear? Hang on. Do you know?
It would be left. It would be the left. That's what I mean. If standing there, right? With nothing restricting it or holding it in or holding it up, right? It sort of leans, your one ball is sort of like slightly back and lower, isn't it? And your little John Thomas rests there, so it's left. And the reason they ask it is so they don't put the tape measure up on the left and squash your willy or touch your willy.
So it's nothing to do with like, well, you'll need a bit more room of sort of more material on that side or...
Well, no, I don't think they compensate. It's just when they put the when they stick that up into your groin, they don't want to come in contact with your.
The
little
thing is, I don't know what side I wear stuff on. I just sort of pull my pants up and wherever it wants to go that day.
But maybe it's not big enough to sort of make any real decision.
But like now, I'm sat here right with my jeans on. I don't know where I am.
Well, that's clear from hearing you talk.
No, but what I mean is, if a fella said to me, what side are you, what side's your member on?
Member? What is this the use of the word member suddenly? It's usually not appropriate. And also, I imagine in the old days, they had big baggy pants. They used to sort of like hang down. And now, you know, like with those stretchy boxers and briefs, it's sort of held up in a nice little, neat little parcel, isn't it? So it's probably not appropriate. It doesn't come in contact with your little snake. So, you know, are you telling me a tailor has asked you that and you went, what do you mean, mate?
No, I've never, I've not really had one made to measure. I had one made when I was a kid, but since then, I've sort of bought a suit off the hook. But when you were saying about buying a suit, I know that question sort of crops up and I don't know what the answer is. It just annoys me the way there's no surprises anymore. Do you know what I mean? People know.
What do you mean? He's going to go, right, I'm going to measure you now. Which side shall I measure? Go, well, pot luck, go on, have a look. Right, there you go. Oh, you got it.
You checked me up. Do you mean there's no surprises anymore? What are you talking about?
Everything you say is a surprise. Every opinion you have is a surprise to me.
What I mean is, why aren't people just happy just to go, well, depends, doesn't it? I'll just pull the pants up wherever it wants to go. I'm happy.
What do you mean? Why is this such a big issue?
But Carl, when they ask you this question, they're not making a note of it somewhere. It's not statistical research to find out what the kind of common leaning is. It's just, it's a question so he doesn't touch it when he's using his tape measure.
Just be careful.
But he is being careful by asking the question.
But what's wrong with him touching it anyway? It's only a slight...
Fair enough.
But if he just sort of, you know, knocks it a little bit, you can just go,
Do that again?
To me, it's the same as the prostate thing. It's just happening all over again.
But the doctor doesn't go, oh, what side's your arse on, sir? Trying to avoid the arse. He wants to go, he knows where your arse is, and he's aiming for it, and he wants to get it up there. He's aiming for it for a good cause. This little fella's going, well, I've got to measure his leg. I don't want to touch the knob. I'll just ask him, sir, do you mind telling me where your cock is so I can avoid it? It's a big difference.
But like I'm saying to you, I'd have to have a look first. To let him know. I don't know where it is now. I don't know. It could be the left, could be the right.
Are you telling me you don't know where your knob is
without
now?
Looking?
Well, what do you mean without looking? How could...
Well, you're saying it as if, like...
Should we have a guess?
Well, have a look and tell us where it is.
And what are you wearing? What sort of pants are you wearing?
I've got my jeans on.
But you've got pants on underneath them?
Yeah.
What are they? Briefs or boxer shorts?
Boxer shorts.
Well, it's probably free, but the jeans are probably stricken it. I think it's probably either in the middle, resting, or just slightly to the left. Have a look, and we'll tell the listeners after the break, where's Carl's knob? It's a good competition.
Oh, brilliant. We've got to send this to the Sony Awards people.
XFM.
Run, Snow Patrol on XFM. Well, big question, where was Carl's knob?
That's what people have been hanging on for.
Yeah. Where was it?
Well, I can't believe people have been texting in.
Hey, well, guessing where it is.
There's people saying, is it in the middle? Is it in the left? Cost them 10p. Cost them 10p to find out. Just wait. I'm going to give out the answer. You don't win anything. Right? Like, strike it lucky. Right?
Bottom or middle? Right.
It was to the left.
Oh!
Yeah.
I went with the right. That's annoying.
See, I thought it would be to the left. If not, maybe if it was all scrunched up, sitting down on your lap, right, it might just pop up to the middle. Just pop out. Like, you know.
Well, next week, we'll be finding out where yours is.
Where's Ricky's bollocks?
Right, then, which leads us nicely into...
Knob news.
Oh, it's the welcome return of knob news.
Right, okay, it's very much like the news at 10, this, isn't it?
Hmm.
I do a bong, or in this case, a schlong. And he gives me the headlines, the knob news of the day. Where have you collected all this knob news? Was there a lot of knob news this week?
It was mental this week. The amount of stuff. The way it works, you give us the bong, yeah. I'll give you the headline.
Okay.
Steve decides which stories we're going to talk about.
And now on XFM, knob news. Schlong.
Man grows knob on his arm.
Schlong.
Man gets doctors to make him a second knob.
Schlong.
Turkish prisoners made hole in cell wall to produce third inmate.
Schlong.
Doctors accidentally remove man's testicles.
So, can I straight away go for the accidental removal of the testicles?
Well, it's happened before, hasn't it? We've talked about that before.
Well, how did they, oh, what did he go in for a tonsillectomy? And he went in the wrong way. What are you talking about? How can they accidentally remove his testicles?
It says, he didn't look at his folder, and the doctor said to the fella, we've removed your testicles and we wanted to take out your prostate gland. So that's what happened. There's the story. This is what I mean. That's why I don't like going to the doctors.
Yes.
It happens, doesn't it? Because all these sort of, it's when they say things like, oh, it's just, we do loads of these operations. That's when they're not concentrating.
Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? When they say it's procedure, that's like having a boring job that you do every day when you're not going to be concentrating. I prefer them to go, this is a tricky one, this.
I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
People, you watch TV programmes about, like, you know, removing someone's second head or whatever, and he's like the best surgeons from all over the world.
It's televised. They can't make a mistake. They can't go, we took his legs off by mistake.
Whereas the fella who's having a prostate, it's like, oh, do you want to do it? I'm sick of doing that. Yeah. And they're probably doing a crossword whilst writing.
Of course they are. I've seen that actually in operating theatres. They're doing a crossword.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I was just examining some of the other knob news, Rick, a little bit more closely. Mm. Man gets doctors to make him a second penis. I'm sure we're all interested to know what happened there. Yeah. A German who persuaded doctors to give him a second penis has lost his wife after he showed her the result. Biker Michael Gruber lost his original penis in a motorbike accident, and doctors built him a second one using a mixture of skin, bone and other tissues.
Bone?
Apparently, the penis worked so well that he was even able to father a child with his wife, Bianca. But Gruber was still not happy and asked doctors to repeat the operation and build him a better organ, to which they agreed. From his hospital bed, he said, I've got two penises, but no wife. I'm hoping when I get rid of one of the penises, I'll get her back.
What do you mean? He had two put on.
What side does he wear?
So he's had both. So he's had three, then?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is probably the thing that happened with Hitler, when he had one ball, but he had three at one point, didn't he? So he just kept one in the other ball, gave his mum one, and kept the other one.
Man grows penis on his arm. I mean, why people are constantly losing their penises around the world? I have no idea.
But why on the arm?
I didn't realise it was a bit...
What do you mean, why on the arm? It's just a graft, isn't it?
Yeah, but put it on, like, your buttock or your side. Not, you can't wear a short-sleeved shirt. Why do they... They've done that before. I don't understand it. Why not just graft it onto the side of your leg or something where it's high up, close to where it should be?
I don't know. To get it used to the environment. Like when you were like released a duck into the wild.
I've never understood that. If there's a doctor, again, you know, we had a doctor last time, this is someone who can let us know why they put it on the arm.
So they can keep an eye on it, presumably. He's not going to work with this knob on his arm. He's probably in a hospital bed and under examination.
Right.
So what do you think? They pop the knob on the arm, say, come back in 3 weeks. What do you do, by the way? I'm a mechanic. Keep the long-sleeve shirt, because the blokes will go, why have you got a knob on your arm, mate? What are you talking about? He doesn't go back to normal as a teacher. Sir, what is it, Simpkins? You've got a knob on your arm. No, don't worry about that. Do your maths. What do you think this bloke's walking around with a big knob coming out of his arm?
Why on the arm?
So they can keep an eye on it. So it's not...
But if he's in bed, just get him to not put any undies on or whatever and just have a little sly look at how it's going. Even in hospital, if you're in a shared, like, little hospital room, people going, oh, I've had heart problems, what's your problem? He's there with his arm out.
Yeah, but I don't think it counts as indecent exposure when they're grafting a knob on your arm, sticking that out the bed.
Imagine if he's driving, he's just got it out the window. People driving by.
Is that bloke giving me the finger?
At the end of the man grows penis on his arm story, it says, a Moscow surgeon said the man will be able to have sex in a few months. He said, women will never suspect. But what kind of a doctor talks like that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it is cock now, seriously. The birds will never know. He'll be able to go berserk.
Yeah.
They'll never realise we grew on his arm.
That is unbelievable. Will he have a little scar on his arm, do you think?
Yeah, I don't get it. Like I say, 83936, if there's a doctor out there.
Or indeed, if you've ever grown...
Or a tailor. Making you a shirt. What side do you wear your cock on, sir? It's my left arm.
What's this? Bit of Stones?
Yeah, beautiful. Lay it on me. Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones on XFM 104.9. Well, I think the listening public would have enjoyed knob news there.
Oh.
So, I mean, so there was a lot of knob news this week.
I was surprised. You know, I would have thought it would be hard sometimes to get knob news together, but...
I would have thought it would have been part of a bigger news programme, but, I mean, I don't think we'd dedicate a whole sort of, you know, like John Craven's news round.
Yeah.
A whole 5 minutes to knob-related news.
Yeah.
There was other news, was there, in the week at all? Carl, it wasn't just all knob-related, you didn't just research.
No, they're the ones that sort of stand out.
Okay, knob news?
Here we've got a bit of knob news, yeah.
I'm worried that knob news, because it's only about penises, is a little bit sexist. Have we got any fanny facts? can we sort that out for next week? I don't want to alienate our female audience.
Welcome to Minge London. good, I'm glad that's that. Well,
But then I got back, right, Steve, and called up Ricky. I said, right, you know, are you about? Have a chat and that. So he said, oh, I'll just come round. It's a nice day. Have a drink and what have you. So I got round there at about 6:30, right? Go up to his door, knock on his door, right? He stood there with his tackle out.
Oh. Yeah, what did you make of that? What was wrong with that?
What do you mean, what's wrong with that?
Why were you looking at it?
I try not to look at it. But again, you're always sort of attracted to it, aren't you? Kind of like...
I've never been attracted to another man's tackle. I don't know what you mean.
You can't help but have a little sly look. Especially when it's there. When you ring the bell, and I mean the one on the door, right? And that's hanging out.
And does he dress to the left or the right?
It was to the left, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was left, yeah. Just popped it out of my shorts. Just popped him out of the shorts.
Should have seen the state of him. Shorts on, no top, cigar. Like someone out of The Sopranos. It was a mess.
Yeah! And then, we sat on the balcony drinking wine, didn't we?
Did you pop it back in, or was it...
Yeah, I popped it straight back in. I've got the laugh.
Sure.
I've got the laugh I wanted.
Yeah.
He walked in, he went, it's not that hot. Straight away, it's not that hot. Oh, brilliant. Was that knob news, or is there more?
No, it's got more knob news.
That's just a taster.
Just a taster.
Listen, let's play some average. Let's play some great music, and maybe we should have some early knob news.
Early knob news coming up.
XFM. And it's knob news time. We're all very excited. Now, last week's knob news was what, Carl? Do you remember it was a man...
Who grew a knob on his arm?
Sure.
No, he didn't grow it there, did he? They put it there.
Well, I know that, but, yeah.
He's popped it on his arm.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah. Just a recap of the week's news.
Yeah.
Right now it's the headlines.
Well, we talked about it before. Do you know the little mouse that had an ear on its back?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. Well, you thought he had a bad time, right? Listen to this one. Mouse walking about. There's sort of wearing a monkey's testicle. They're just having a laugh. This is what I mean about a lot of scientists. What are they doing? When's that going to come in handy?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, they were seeing if, you know, say if a fella loses one, right?
Yeah.
Hitler or whatever. And they go, well, don't worry about it. We can sort you out. I don't know what the monkey's going to do. Not if they keep passing them on or whatever. But the actual monkey testicle was put on the mouse, and it worked. It worked for the mouse.
But isn't it, I mean, isn't a monkey's testicle quite large in relation to a mouse? Would it not look like the mouse was on a space hopper or something?
Oh, yeah, it didn't look good.
Well, they didn't put it where its testicles would be.
No, they did.
They put it, well, how could it walk then? The ear was on his back, so he could just get about.
Well, I don't know. But
well, do you? You just guessed. Did they grow the monkey's testicles where the mouse testicles
would... Well, it looked stupid anywhere else, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, whereas a mouse with monkey testicles, that's fine.
You'd be showing off. You'd be all right. I'd prefer that than the ear.
When that mouse gets put back in with the other mice, do the other mice go, George, you look different. Have you had anything done?
But the weird thing is, as well, apparently it still works as a monkey.
What?
So, like,
what are you talking about?
Like the sperm and that. It was still sort of monkey.
Of course
sperm.
It was. What are you talking about?
Well, that's weird.
But what, Carl? It's only a thing to give it nutrients. That's all the thing they're testing. It's like grafting at that level. Right. What's your question? Because I'm right. What do you think? It would change eventually. It would have changed into a mouse testicle because it had been hanging around a mouse for so long.
No, I thought the actual sperm of it though would be a mouse's.
Why?
Because it's hanging off a mouse.
No, but your sperm is actually created in the testicles.
So
that's why it has to be outside your body. Otherwise, we put them in a nice little cage.
I'm guessing then that they've done this operation so that they can do it to humans. Yeah. Why would I want a monkey testicle if my kids are going to be monkeys? What use is it?
No, think. That's no. That's
going to happen anyway, Carl.
Yeah, but think. Think of what you're saying. They've grown a monkey testicle on a mouse to see if it would still function as a monkey's testicle, okay? So they can do that to humans. So think, Carl, what they'd do is they'd grow a human testicle on a mouse and it could still be used as a human testicle.
So what?
To give you a testicle that you've lost.
From a mouse?
No, from another person who it was kept alive on a mouse. Because it's kept the nutrients alive, as opposed to keeping it a deep freeze. Maybe bollocks go off after a week. I don't know. Maybe they get accidents. He had a little a card. Do you donate your testicles yet? I'll tell you what. No one needs testicles yet. Let's keep them on a mouse. You have yours ripped off in some sort of bizarre skiing accident. You go, well, you go into... You're in a Battersea Dog Town. You pick the ones you want. They can grow them on anything. They can grow them on a Dachshund. Bulldogs are growing them usually. That's where you see a bulldog. Usually that's waiting for an operator. What don't you understand, Carl?
Hang on a minute. I thought this was knob news, not testicle time. I don't understand what
it is. Yeah, testicle time's not for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No, it's all sort of it linked and that, though, isn't it?
Sometimes it's linked to a mouse.
But what do you think about, testing stuff out like that? Is it worth it? Could you not just go straight from...
But listen, Carl, I'm getting this information from you.
No, it's
if this
it's
was
right.
on Question Time and someone said, Dimbleby and Paxman or whatever said it, I'd think about it as a moral dilemma. You've just said you saw a mouse with a monkey testicle. What do you think of that? I don't think any of it. I don't think anything of it is the answer, Carl, because I can't trust the info. I cannot trust anything that comes out of your mouth.